Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn the first two Mishnayos, Maseches Bava Basra, and just like we're zechah to start this Masechet together, we should be zechah to finish it together, and of course, all of Shas Mishnayos together. And today's Mishnayos are being learned b'schos Esther Bas Rochel. She should be zechah to find her zivug ha'goin b'karav mamish. Now this Masechet deals mostly with property rights, and the focus of the first parak is something called hezek re'iyah. Literally, this means damage by seeing. The legal term is visual trespass. If I walk on your property unlawfully, that's physical trespass. If I look into your domain unlawfully, that's visual trespass, hezek re'iyah. Now from Allah standpoint, certain situations call for measures to be taken in order to prevent hezek re'iyah. Now, generally speaking, a house is a private area and therefore subject to dinim of hezek re'iyah, whereas a field is an open area not intended for privacy, so there isn't much application of hezek re'iyah over there. Now, the first mission discusses a chatzer, and in those days, the majority of basic daily activities actually took place in a chatzer, cooking, baking, business transactions, and more. And in the Gemara, there's a detailed chakavatario trying to determine if there's hezek re'iyah in a chatzer, because on one hand, it's somewhat a private area, on the other hand, it's not exactly a house. Now, one last nekuda regarding a chatzer. When discussing a jointly owned chatzer, let's say we have two people living here, the classic obviously is Reuven and Shimon, there's two different categories, yeshba and einba din chaluka. Is there or is there not enough area to divide it? If the chatzer is a certain size, which we're going to learn about a little bit later on in the parak, either partner could force the other to divide it. But if it's not that size, it could only be divided if both agree to. As the Mishnah tells us as follows, hashotven sherotzu lasas mechitza b'chatzer. We have partners that wanted to, they agreed that they're going to make a mechitza, a divider halfway through the chatzer. And this is obviously talking about a chatzer, she'einba din chaluka. It's not the proper size that they could force each other to make a chalukah, and here they were ratzu, they agreed upon it. And so what do they do? They build it in the middle. If the minig is to make the wall out of one of these things, and that's what they're supposed to make the wall out of, everything's according to the minig, the custom that they have in that area. Now we're going to explain what type of walls these are. The first two are made out of stones, and gvil, this first one that we're going to be discussing, is uncut, unprocessed, unsmoothed stones. Each one is 6 tfachim. So therefore, Begvil, if they're building it out of Gvil, Zenos and Shleshet Tvachim, Zenos and Shleshet Tvachim, each one has to give 3 Tvachim of their side of the Chatzer in order to put down this wall of Gvil. Moving on to the next type of wall, Begazis, which is basically a stone that is smooth, so it's only 5 Tvachim wide, Zenos and Tvachim Mechtsav, Zenos and Tvachim Mechtsav. Each one has to give 2.5 Tvachim, that's a total of 5. What about the next two types of walls, which are made out of bricks? And it's important to note that a standard brick is 3 Tvachim wide, and half of a brick, which is called an Uriach, is 1.5 Tvachim wide. Now, Bekfisin, says the Mishnah, if the walls being made of kvisin, which is 2 half bricks, zenos and tfachim, vzenos and tfachim, each one has to give 2 tfachim. How does that work out? So this kvisin wall was actually built by 1 half brick being placed down over here, a tefach in between, and then another half brick being placed down over there. And so that's 3 tfachim for the half bricks, and then another tefach of space, that's a total of 4 tfachim, which means each one has to give 2 tfachim of their property. And lastly, bilvenim, if it's being made out of regular bricks, zenos and tefachim mechza, vzenos and tefachim mechza, each one has to give 1.5 tfachim of their side, that equals 3 tfachim of width for the brick. Therefore, since they're all giving exactly half, if the wall fell down, the stones or bricks and the place that was occupied by them is split by them equally because they all chipped in equally. And moving on to Mishnah Beis, we talk about something similar, also with a garden. This is considered a place where the minig is to build a fence. It was completely normal and acceptable to build a fence in between two gardens, and therefore if a guy buys a garden and it turns out it's next to somebody else's garden, he could demand that they both chip in for a wall. And therefore, Mechayvin Oisai, we're going to force one guy to do it even if he doesn't want to. Aval bebeka, however, in a beka which is like a big open area of fields, makam shenagu shaloi ligdar, this is a place where the minig is not to build fences. As we said in the introduction to the Masechta, that a field is not meant for privacy, so people didn't necessarily put up fences in between different fields, and therefore in Mechayv Noisai, we can't force one person to do it if he doesn't want to. Ella imroitze, if a guy wants to build a fence, he would just bring it into his property and build it, which means he has to put up the whole thing within his property and he can't use any of his neighbor's property. Now, in order to show that he was the one that paid for it and not the other guy, he makes a chazis, which is like some sort of simon, some sort of noticeable thing, and he does this on the outside of the wall that shows us that the guy in the inside, he's the one that paid for the whole wall. Therefore, if the wall fell down, not only the space that was occupied by the wall, but the stones as well belong to that guy who paid for it and built it. However, if they did it with agreement of both of them, the owners of the neighboring fields agreed, okay, let's build this wall in between, so they build it right in the middle. They make this chazes, the simon, on both sides to let everyone know that both people chipped in. Therefore, if the wall fell down, the place and the stones belong to both of them. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with more scenarios, Mishnah Gimel and Daled. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.